is our destiny. No greater love could be. Give me your hand, oh baby. Hold hand and hand with me. Oh, this is our destiny.
Pacemakers, that's a twin spin from Jerry and the Pacemakers, and two favourites of mine. First one was Walk Hand in Hand, and the second one was I'll Be There. That's Pure Gold from 1964. And I'm Bert Williams here, and this is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres, 1125 kHz in the medium wave band. And it's just gone 15 minutes past 3 now, and I've got a rather important announcement. And that is, anybody that would, we on Merseyland Alternative Radio need new transmitter locations And it's fairly, well, it's reasonably important that we do in fact have them. So if you're able to help out, we'd be very pleased to hear from you. And if you live in a block of high-rise flats, there is an offer of payments of £10 a week, that's 10 a week. If you're able to let us use a room in your place. Now, all you have to accommodate is equipment about the size of a radiogram, you know, an average sort of size radiogram. That's a few little black boxes and a fellow to look after them. And that's all there would have to be. There wouldn't be any sort of great inconvenience, people rushing in and rushing out and all that sort of thing, because our studios are in entirely separate locations from the transmitter location. And as I say, there's 10 a week in it for anybody that lives in a high-rise flat and is able to help out. But the very important thing is, if you live in a high-rise flat, and you're going to contact us, it's essential, it's very important that you deliver the letter in person and you don't send it through the post. Just deliver it in person, and all you have to do is put it through the letterbox by hand of our mailing address, which is 22, it's MAR 22, Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. So if you live in a high-rise flat anywhere in the Merseyside area, and you would be interested in making yourself some extra money, you won't have to do anything at all. All we need is the use of a room. You won't have to sort of help out with the station or anything like that. All you got to do is just let us use a room or a Merseyland alternative radio transmitter if you're in high-rise flats, and you'll get that money out of the Merseyland alternative radio station funds and finance. I'm just trying to think what I'm going to do next. So anyway, if you want to write in, it's MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Going on now with a record by Gloria Gaynor, and this is Never Can Say Goodbye from 1974.
Scared.
just gone 20 minutes past 3, and I'm Bert Williams on Merseyland Alternative Radio, taking you through till 6 o'clock. And what I've got now? Yeah, I've got another reception report from John Dowling Jr. From Ireland. This is County Carlow in Ireland. You've got a great big typewritten thing here. All sorts of information on this, and you've also sent us a QSL card to fill it, for us to fill in, and an SAE and so on, so I'll probably be sending that off as soon as I get a chance to attend to some of the lectures, but I hope you don't mind if it's a week or two, because we've got so many other things to do here, and we haven't got a person who actually handles the letters and mail side yet, and I don't handle it because I'm too busy with other matters connected with the station. One of the things I was going to say to most of the listeners is that if you're ever over in Dublin, Ireland, you'll find that there's about half a dozen to a dozen stations like us all over the medium wave band. But the reason that there's so many there is because the law is entirely different than what it is here in Britain and in the British Isles. Simply because, well, it's the law in Ireland is a lot more looser, and it's very easy for anybody to get away with it over in Ireland, and that's why there's so many stations. But here, I'm afraid there is. Well, we come under the Post Office Radio Regulatory Act, or the Wireless Telegraph Act, and we are in fact a pirate radio station, completely unlicensed, and of course it's the job of post office engineers to put a stop to this station if they can, but they haven't. We hope that they won't have much success, and we're going to do everything we can to ensure that this station stays on the air, regardless of post office engineers or anybody else for that matter. But the law is quite a lot different here, and anybody who starts a station up like this, we'll find, unless you're a specialist like we are, who has all specialised knowledge, specialised techniques, and specialised technical workings, I'm afraid you haven't got much chance, really, against the post office, because, well, I don't think I'll go into too many details all here, because I'll be rambling on all day about things. But anyway, I better be getting on with the music now. Got one now from Billy J. Kramer, from 1964. And this one is Bad to Me.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you. The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad. Sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying, they'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. Birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. Of letting you go, just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me.
that's Billy J. Kramer there, and it's just coming up to 3:30, that's 3:30 on Midland Alternative Radio, and they're going with a reception report from Blackburn in Lancashire, and this is from, let's see, I'm just trying to think now, the World DX Club membership. He's supposed to be in the World DX Club anyway, and this is from MW Thorwell in Wally in Blackburn. Thanks for writing in, and thanks for your reception report, and we'll try to reply to all these reception reports as soon as we can get a bit of time, and we hope that it's not too much of an inconvenience for you, the time that you have to wait. It'll probably be in the order of 2 to 3 weeks or more before we can reply to these. Going on now, a record by George Harrison, a favourite of mine, from his LP All Things Must Pass, and this means that all things must pass, including us and the universe, and of course Maryland Alternative Radio. And this is George Harrison from his LP All Things Must Pass. Pass, and isn't it a pity? Yes, it certainly is a pity that life has to pass as we know it. And the whole world and the universe, the whole lot, has to pass.
Why isn't it a shame how we break each other's hearts?
That's George Harrison in the background now. It's quite a long record, that isn't it a pity as a title. 25 minutes to 4 is the time now, and I'm Bill Williams, taking you through till 6 p.m. and I'll be on the same time every week. Going back to what I was saying about me astrophysics and my comments on religion and the universe and so on, I sort of come to the conclusion myself that nothing in this universe is infinite. I could be wrong, but I tend to get the feeling that even the stars themselves will go out someday, millions of years in the future, just to leave an empty blackness. That's the feeling that I tend to get when I've thought about astrophysics. The sun will go out, and all the stars, everything will go out, just to leave a sort of an empty blackness. Because that's a feeling that I get anyway when I've looked, when I've read up on these things and I've studied it and so on. I got a letter now, a letter by, so I'm just coming back to this little bit. I was saying it's nice to know that so many people have wrote in regarding my opinions and so on. And as I was saying, it's George Harrison, and isn't it a pity? As I was saying, from studies and things I've done in astrophysics, they tend to get the feeling that nothing is infinite in this universe. Everything is totally finite, including the stars and the sun and everything else. And probably in millions of years' time, they'd all come to an end and they'd all go out to leave an empty blackness. I'm not outside of action in all this is just a feel of time to get, because every sort of angle of science and everything that I look at in relation to religion and what could be behind the universe and astrophysics and so on, it tends to imply that or indicate that and that. Anyway, I've got a little record, letter I should say, from N.K. Midler of McGill. And he sent in a reception report. Thanks for writing in, Keith Midler. And going on now, records by Wilson Pickard, and this is an old Beatles number. Hey Jude is the title from 1969.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let in your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
That's Wilson Pickard there, Wilson Pickard and Hey Jude. I'm going to have a bit of backing music now while we're down below about various things. Got a letter from Richard Russell, who sent in a cassette of music. Thanks for writing in, Richard Russell, from Sunfield Park in Liverpool 12. So thanks for writing in, and thanks for the cassette. Just come up to 15 minutes to 4, just gone 20 to 4, and as I said, it's on the way up to the 15 minutes to 4 mark. Steve Walkins, of Eccleston Hall College in Prescott in Merseyside. Thanks for writing in, and thanks for the reception report. I don't think there's anything you particularly say. Anyway, thanks for writing in, Steve Walkins, of Prescott, that's a college in Prescott, on Merseyside. Now from a fellow in Lally in Lancashire, and this is Howard Smith. Thanks for your reception report. You also say you listen to Caroline on 319 meters in the medium wave band. And you want details of the stereo equipment transmitter output, so I'm afraid we haven't got that. And you say you want to request for your wife, or you wanted to request your wife Dorothy, and you wanted a record if possible in Thoughts of You by Billy Fury. Well, fortunately I think I do have that one, so I'll try and sort it out for you and play it just a little bit later. Another letter now by Phil Hilton. This is Phil Hilton in Southport on Merseyside. Thanks for writing in, and you say the reception is very good, and that you enjoy listening to the station. So, person writing in. That's Phil Hilton from Southport in Merseyside. Music you're listening to is by Focus, and it's from the LP Moving Waves. I must admit, it was certainly a moving wave in the air, and that's Merseyland Alternative Radio. I got a letter now from a group in Southport on Merseyside. It's supposed to be a heavy metal group. You're asking if we can sort of give your club or your group a plug. You sort of want a free advert on the station, or if we can give you a mention. You say you haven't got many places to play in it, and you'd be very pleased if anybody could contact you. Well, the group is called Wild Angel, and they're a heavy metal group, and if you want to contact them, they're looking for clubs and places to play in it. If you'd like to have them at your club, you can contact the group, and they're called Wild Angel, a heavy metal group, and you can contact them at Southport. You have to phone Southport 33359. I'll just return to the backing music here again. Or you can write to them at 2 Scarsbrick Street, Southport. That's 2 Scarsbrick Street, Southport. Or you can telephone them at Southport 33359. That's a little bit of backing music by Focus. We're going to have one of my favourite tracks by Focus now, and this is Focus 2 from the LP Moving Waves by Focus. And this is a track that I rather like.